Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The NTSB is on scene investigating a crash on the Norristown High Speed Line that injured 8 people yesterday. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Norristown Transportation Center.
The train that was involved in the crash was still on the platform surrounded by yellow caution tape early in the morning. SEPTA says they planned on moving it to the 69th Street Yard when the NTSB wrapped up. SEPTA's interim GM Scott Sauer says they're cooperating with federal investigators as they look to get to the bottom of this crash.
We take these incidents very seriously. We're going to do everything we can to first figure out what happened and then put in steps to try to prevent it from happening again.
It was about 9:45 yesterday morning when SEPTA officials say the high-speed line train hit a bumper at the end of the tracks here in Norristown. Of the 8 who were hurt, including the operator, officials say one person had to be airlifted to the hospital for head and neck injuries. The rest of the injuries are considered to be minor. For a few hours yesterday, SEPTA used shuttle buses between Norristown and Gulf Mills. Service was then restored, and there were no problems reported during the morning rush. In Norristown, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A shocking incident in Montgomery County the day before Mother's Day. The district attorney's office says a mother shot and killed her husband and tried to do the same to her son before taking her own life. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Upper Dublin police came to a FedEx warehouse around 9:30 Saturday morning. They were called there by 57-year-old King of Prussia resident Tanya Dupree's adult son. He reported to them that Dupree had called him out of work and pointed a gun at his head in her car. Dupree's son managed to wrestle the gun away from her, causing her to flee. Police have that firearm. Shortly thereafter, at about 10:15, Upper Marion Township police arrived at Dupree's home in King of Prussia for a welfare check. They found her husband, 62-year-old Robert Dupree Sr., shot and killed in his bed. A little over an hour later, Philadelphia police found a female body floating in the Schuylkill. This was off Kelly Drive, near the Falls Bridge in East Falls. Officials confirm that was Tanya Dupree's body. A joint investigation is underway, being conducted by the Montgomery County Detective Bureau, as well as police from Upper Marion Township and Upper Dublin. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
10 years ago tonight, rescue crews rushed to Port Richmond where a speeding Amtrak train had derailed. 8 passengers were killed and 185 injured. KYW's Mike DiNardo has a look back through the eyes of the most seriously injured survivor.
4 of the dead were in the first car of Amtrak 188 when the train going 106 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone ran off the tracks at the curve at Frankfort Junction. Geraldine Ritter was thrown from car 1. Her ribs were shattered, her abdominal organs were crushed, her pelvis was broken in half.
Every year I'm reminded on May 12th, how I woke up and it was a normal day. And by the end of the day, people thought I was not going to live.
She was airlifted to Penn Presbyterian Hospital as a Jane Doe. Her husband went frantically from hospital to hospital until he finally found her and identified her. After dozens of surgeries, the 56-year-old former Merck VP and current president of a public affairs consulting firm says she is grateful for the gift of life.
I'm still medically complicated. I still have troubles with sleep. But I'm walking, I'm running, I'm breathing. I work full time. I have 3 healthy kids. I have received an incredible gift.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey lawmakers as well as Governor Phil Murphy are now more open to nuclear energy production as rising utility rates are turning into a thorny issue for residents all over the state. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
Several bills to address what lawmakers call an energy crisis move through committee. One of them is about exploring the use of small modular nuclear reactors, or SMRs. Governor Phil Murphy and the BPU also announced a desire to investigate how to bring more nuclear energy sources online in an effort to boost production and bring down costs. Democratic Assemblyman Cody Miller, during a committee hearing, tried to distance Democrats in the legislature from the governor's energy master plan.
I understand the intent of the energy master plan. The thing that I am not happy with is that the legislature did not have a role in designing it. We did not have a say in it. And now we're trying to deal with it.
Republican Alex Sawicki wasn't buying that.
The legislature supporting the energy plan that the administration has been pushing certainly has had a major impact in what's gotten us here today. And if there were any bills you voted yes on in the last 18 months, you contributed to it.
Another rate increase of up to 20% is scheduled to hit June 1st. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty. KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.